Billionaire brothers David and Charles Koch have become well known in recent years for their financial support for right-wing political causes and their very public personal commitment to defeat President Barack Obama in the 2012 election. Heirs to the oil fortune left by their father, Fred, founder of Koch Industries, David and Charles have over the past 9 years sponsored private retreats where wealthy conservative donors, Republican politicians, and right-wing activists gather to discuss politics and pledge funds for the cause. Last winter at a 3-day retreat in California, the Kochs and more than 250 of their allies pledged approximately $100 million to defeat President Obama in the 2012 election. A source who was at the retreat reported that Charles had personally pledged $40 million and David pledged $20 million to beat Obama at the polls this November. More recently, In These Times magazine reported that Koch Industries sent voter information packets to 45,000 employees and contractors working for their Georgia-Pacific subsidiary endorsing Mitt Romney, while warning that many of our more than 50,000 U.S. employees and contractors may suffer the consequences if they vote for Obama and the Democrats. Your reporter spoke with Jesse Lava, campaign director with Brave New Foundation, who oversaw the investigation that was the basis for Robert Greenwald's newest documentary film, Koch Brothers Exposed. The film examines the Koch brothers' involvement in polluting industries and the effects on downwind communities, efforts to resegregate public schools, the undermining of Social Security, and the imposition of new laws designed to suppress voter participation. Here, Jesse Lava explains why he believes it's important for Americans to know about the financial power behind the Koch brothers' radical conservative political agenda.
These are two guys who have $62 billion between them, and they use that wealth to keep down what has been metaphorically termed the 99%, or say symbolically termed the 99%. And they do it in a lot of ways. One key way is they use their wealth to create an echo chamber of misinformation. So let's take one issue as an example, Social Security. They've given millions upon millions of dollars to all kinds of think tanks, the Mercatus Center, Cato Institute, Heritage Foundation, and these think tanks put out papers saying that Social Security is going broke. How many times have all of your listeners heard that expression, Social Security is going broke, Social Security is going bankrupt? That's because the Koch brothers and people like them have paid a lot of money to make sure that that's the message you hear. They create this echo chamber by funding these groups to say this, even though it's not true. And then politicians hear that, they put that into bills. Media outlets such as Fox News, but also lots of regular mainstream outlets as well, will put that into their news stories and act as if it's true. Soon enough, you start hearing it so many times because you think, gee, we've got to start cutting Social Security if we want to save it. The reality is that Social Security has a $2.7 trillion surplus, and for decades, it is expected to remain solvent. The only thing that will make Social Security insolvent is if we cut it. So this argument that we need to destroy Social Security in order to save it is the kind of things that the Koch brothers do in the public discourse to achieve a minimal government and a pro-corporate agenda where things like Social Security, which is an extremely popular program, they don't want those kinds of examples of successful social programs being in existence. That's why they want to dismantle Social Security.
Now, Jesse, I wanted to ask you about something that was in the news just in the last couple of days. It turns out Koch Industries on October 1st sent voter information packets to 45,000 employees of its Georgia-Pacific subsidiary, saying to the employees and their contractors that they may suffer the consequences of voting for President Obama and Democrats. This is maybe done by some employers at some time through U.S. history and elections, but certainly this is an outlier in terms of the way employers behave, when it comes to an employee's personal choice and who they vote for in U.S. elections, is it not?
It absolutely is. I mean, certainly corporations have political action committees and corporations get politically active, and they like to kind of hide behind that, say, hey, this is just free speech. The problem is that this is free speech with an imbalance of power. And in that very same article that came out in the magazine In These Times, we had somebody who had given a quote to The Nation magazine and who had said things against the Koch brothers and their politics and working for Koch Industries. And in this article, it revealed that he had been punished for that, that he had applied for a promotion to become a shop foreman in a Coke factory, and he was denied the ability to do that because they said, you're too political. And I think he knew exactly what that meant. He had given this quote to the Nation magazine. So it is a dangerous way to approach things, and it actually reflects the broader problem of unaccountable corporate power and the general problem of weak unions, of workers who cannot collectively bargain, of a situation in which workers are completely dependent on their employers, and employers can say, hey, we're just doing free speech, and it is de facto intimidation.
What's the objective of this film, in addition to alerting us to the activities and the predilections of the billionaire Koch brothers? Is this a call to action, and if so, for what?
Absolutely. We need to take our democracy back, and I know that sounds gauzy and you hear things like that all the time, but really there is something very profoundly important at stake. We're not supposed to be in a plutocracy. We are supposed to be in a democracy. The problem is that most people have no idea what the Koch brothers are doing. For the people who are listening, think about your cousins, your friends, your brothers, your coworkers. Most of them, maybe they've kind of sort of heard of the Koch brothers, probably they haven't, or maybe they haven't. This has to get out there, because the way that people can fight to get their democracy back is if they know the mechanism by which it's being taken from them. And that's what the Koch brothers are doing. They're precisely trying to take our democracy from us. And with this film, we hope to inspire, educate, and agitate. We want people to show this to everyone they know. Go to KochBrothersExposed.com. You can get a DVD there. You can show. You can do screenings. You can sign up to do a screening where people in your area can come to it. Go and do that so that people understand how their democracy is evaporating. That's how we can get it back.
That was Jesse Lava, campaign director with Brave New Foundation and an investigator on the film Koch Brothers Exposed. Learn more about the film and the Koch brothers' political agenda by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.